When applying a trading strategy, you want to make sure that it is actually working. What are the best ways to test a strategy? Welcome to Learn How to Trade Stocks, a podcast by Money Masters with me, your host Robert. Here you will learn how to trade like a money ninja. Let's get started. So why is testing so important? Trading can only be profitable if you have a strategy with a lasting edge. That's why it's important to be sure that you really have an edge before you invest large sums of money in a strategy. You can simply take strategies from other profitable traders and believe that the strategies are profitable, or you can see for yourself. If you have convinced yourself with your own eyes, based on hard numbers, that a strategy is profitable, it strengthens your confidence in the strategy and the motivation to apply the strategy in the long term. And if the strategy doesn't work for a short period of time, which is normal, can always happen for a short period of time, trusting the strategy keeps you from strategy hopping, which is never a good idea. So how do you convince yourself that a strategy works? Of course, by testing it. There are basically two types of testing: backtesting and forward testing. Because backtests are never 100% guarantee that it actually works. That's why it makes sense to also apply the strategy in real time and to forward test it. But first of all, how does backtesting work? Before you do any kind of testing, you need to have the rules of the strategy very precisely defined. What time level are you using? What are the entry signals, the exit signals? How does the risk management work? Then, basically, you should have as much data as possible, which goes as far back in the past as possible. It is important to include as many different market phases as possible, so bull market, bear market, etc. You can look for a charting software that goes as far back into the past as possible and then reenact the trades using examples from the past and record the results, for example, in an Excel spreadsheet. Or you can use special backtesting platforms on which you can program a backtest with special syntax. A programming language for this could be Python, but there are also platforms with their own programming language, which is often kept relatively simple. Examples of those platforms are MetaTrader, NinjaTrader, TradeStation, AmiBroker, QuantConnect, TradingView, MATLAB, and so on. Those who don't have the confidence in their programming capabilities or simply don't want to program such complex backtests should still conduct their own studies and tests and practice with examples from the past before putting capital into a trading strategy on a large scale. So now let's move on to forward testing. Forward testing basically means to do paper trading using play money or to test it with small real money. Whether you have carried out an elaborate backtest or not, it is always advisable to do forward testing, also live testing or out of sample testing. After all, just because a strategy worked in the backtest doesn't guarantee that it will work in the future as well. And you may have made mistakes without being aware of it. For this, I would recommend doing paper trading and applying a previously clearly defined strategy in the present. Then you should keep a trading journal. That could be done in Excel, or you could even apply some paid services. Then, of course, you should analyze the trading journal afterwards. Paper trading means that you have a demo account and trade in it with play money. This is definitely recommended for starters, for beginners. For example, the brokers like Interactive Brokers, TradeStation, etc., and basically all large brokers have simulators, or you could even use a charting software like TradingView, which also provides paper trading function. If possible, you should use the same platform for paper trading that you will use later on for real money trading so that you can get familiar with the trading platform. At some point, however, you have to switch to real money, as this is the only way to experience the real emotions of a trader, which definitely has an influence on trading. You should start with little real money at the beginning and only increase the capital once you have gained some certainty. Basically, practice makes perfect. And if you plan to go into a battle, you should first look at the battles of the past and learn from the experience of the past. After all, gaining experience in a real battle can be deadly. So don't be a fool. test your strategy thoroughly, do paper trading before investing large sums of money. All right, so here's a short reminder. I've written an ebook called Natural Laws of the Stock Market. This ebook shows you the 18 most important inherent characteristics of the stock market. Without knowing these natural laws, you cannot be successful on the stock market. So I highly recommend you download this free ebook on the following website, www.money-masters.com/ebook. I will also put the link in the description. May the momentum be with you. Until next time. Bye-bye.